popular dictation for patient Vember Collins, V-E-M-B-E-R-C-O-L-L-I-N-S. The date of service is 7/25/2024. Date of birth 6/10/1973. Date of accident is 10/2/2021. The patient injured himself in an automobile accident on 10/2/2021. When he was T-bone on the passenger side, his car spinned 180 degrees and he was the front seat passenger restrained in this accident. This impact caused him initially headaches with symptoms of TBI as well as pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, pain in the both knees and right shoulder, left elbow. Patient underwent extensive physical therapy and treatments. He also saw various surgeons, Dr. Gilliard and Dr. Redden, spine surgeon, for further consultation, but he never had any other accident prior to this. His MRIs have been found positive as follows. The patient has a herniated disc at L3-4 and L4-5 and L5-S1 with various spinal stenosis to facet joint arthritis and bilateral foramen stenosis. This MRI was done on June 10, 1973. In the thoracic spine, no disc issues are noticed except for thoracic spondylosis. A mild disc bulge at T8-9 is noticed. In the cervical spine, there is a anteriolisthesis of C3 and C4, retrolisthesis C6 to C7, grade 1, as well as various levels of disc bulging from C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, and C7-T1. MRI of the brain without contrast was completely normal. MRI was completely normal. And in the right shoulder, there was just a mild degenerative change in AC joint. However, there was no full thickness tear of any rotator cuff. In the left knee, it was found to have a partial maceration and tearing of the body and posterior horn of the medial meniscus, as well as mucoid degeneration and delamination of anterior cruciate ligament, and degenerative spurring in chondromalacia, grade 4, or medial tibiofemoral joint compartment. There is a knee joint effusion, etc. Patient has already undergone a surgery with Dr. Hockey in May 2024 and has been recovering. Currently, patient reports his pain are still ongoing in the neck and the lower back. Neck pain and lower back pain is reported to be 7 to 8. The pain in the left elbow is around 6 and right shoulder pain is 8. The patient does have a limitation of movements to 90 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. She still has a pain in the left knee around 5 to 6 and difficulty in walking. In addition, patient has severe anxiety and panic. Overall pain level is 8. The patient does not report any radiation of pain to the upper extremities, distally or lower extremities, but he does say there are numbness and tingling of the toes on both sides. Pain level remains between 7 to 8, with ADLs being affected 7 to 8. Patient does report 80% improvement in his symptoms with the current treatments. In the ADLs, patient reports that his general activity and relationship with other people, enjoyment of life, and mood are affected 8, while walking ability, work, and sleep are affected 5. In the system review, patient does not report any headaches or dizziness, vertigo, or any other symptoms of TBI, anxiety, depression. In the pain and numbness, patient has lower back pain and pain in the right shoulder and neck area. In additional issues, no additional issues are reported. And in substance abuse, none. Compliance history is full compliance is reported by the patient. In the physical examination, the blood pressure is 146 over 96, pulse is 100, pulse ox is 100. General review is the same. Musculature examination do not reveal any muscle spasm or tenderness, fasciculation in any of the muscles in general. Quadratus lumbar and trapezius muscle and paravertebral muscles are non-tender and not in spasm. Musculoskeletal examination reveals the following. The cervical spine, thoracic spine and lumbar spine are non-tender and no scoliosis or kyphosis noticed, and there is no paravertebral muscle spasm. Range of motions are normal for the cervical spine at the forward flexion being 60, extension 40, side flexion is 35 and bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, the forward flexion is 40 with a positive straight leg raising test at 40 and also cross leg rest test is positive at 40. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are all negative in cervical area, negative Hoffman, negative Dermy test, and negative Sperling test. Cervical destruction is negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test and Slump test are negative. And lumbar spine, I already discussed, the straight leg raising test is positive at 40 bilaterally with cross leg raising test positive. CAM test and Babinski sign negative. And in the sacroiliac joint are negative for any tenderness at this time. There is a positive favor test and Gonsalon test on the right side. Left knee is already operated with a horizontal scar of 4 inches and healing well. The examination of the right shoulder reveals the following. The range of motion is 100 degrees maximum on abduction and forward flexion, beyond which there is a pain that generates. Motor power of the upper extremity on the right is 4/5. And Hawking-Kennedy test is found positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test is positive. Speed test, near test is positive. The left elbow examination reveals that there is a tenderness of the olecranon and medial and lateral epicondyle. Moderate tenderness, no fractures are noticed. Range of motion of the left elbow is normal. Distally, the wrist is completely normal, normal grip, normal pulses, and grip is normal, and motor power is 4/5 in the right, and on the left it is 5. And Tingle sign and Fallon sign is negative bilaterally. The diagnosis remains the same. The plan is to continue the medication for patient. He is provided with Celebrex 200 mg daily, Acifex 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Celebrex is for anti-inflammatory effect and healing. Xanax is provided 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety relief. Zoloft is provided 50 milligram at night for anxiety and depression relief. Lyrica is provided 50 milligram at night, 60 tablets for or twice a day for pain relief. His MAPs have been reviewed and patient is found to be in compliance. Labs have been ordered and reviewed from the past. He is also provided a Norco 7.5 milligram 325 every 12 hours for 15 days. 30 tablets are provided. 15 tablets are provided. And lidocaine patch is provided for pain relief for the left knee. Patient is advised to have a epidural injections and for the lumbar and cervical region, and patient has scheduled for today for the injection treatment, which will be done today. Patient continues on physical therapy. Two times a week. And work restriction on light duty 6 hours, 5 days for £5. Thank you.